Welcome, everyone, to the First Gen Me College of Education podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jackie Thomas Miller, and I am so excited to continue this series aimed for first-generation college students in the College of Education. As a first-generation college graduate, it is my hope that the stories shared throughout each podcast brings inspiration and an impactful power in knowing that although the path to graduation may have its unwavering challenges, the end is achievable and attainable. I have with me today Nick Zalay. Welcome, Nick. We are so honored to have you with us today. We're going to dive right into some of the things that I think would be so important for our students to learn just from your story. So can you talk to us about your personal story, because you are a non-traditional student, one who didn't come right into college straight from high school, correct?
Right, yeah. So I guess I'll start at high school. I was 18, and my family couldn't afford to send me to college, even though I wanted to. My best route that I thought of was to join the military, so I enlisted in the Army. I spent 3 years in the Army. I was an honor guard soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. Mm-hmm. Did my thing there, did my job, and I got out, and my wife was enrolled at Purdue. She's an elementary education major.
Oh.
Yeah, and she graduated in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But before all that, when I got out, she was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked at a factory here in town, and we got her through school. And then she started working, and I was like, all right, it's my time to use the GI Bill. And so I enrolled at Purdue as a social studies education major.
Okay.
And this is my second year here, and
right.
I love it.
Oh, that's great. So tell me something. What key challenge have you had since you've been here at Purdue University?
For like lack of a better term, just learning how to adjust to school again, because I wasn't used to like the structure of classes and studying and like all those like nuanced things that like I feel like a lot of high school students are already accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, how do I write notes? Because I haven't done it in like 7 years. But I picked up on that real quick. I asked my colleagues how to do it, and they were really accepting of me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I wasn't surprised by, but I was appreciative of.
What resources on campus have you found to be most valuable or that you've used most often?
The Veteran Success Center, right off the bat, you know, got all my paperwork from the VA, like got it squared away basically, because the VA can be difficult to work with, but they basically did it all for me once I submitted my paperwork. And the TRC, the Teacher Resource Center, and the CREATE Lab, they're really valuable for teachers overall. The TRC is a great place to hang out. I can print all the things I want for all the teacher stuff I need, because teachers print a lot of stuff. And the CREATE Lab, I created my anchor chart today that I'm using for one of my classes, so they're great resources.
What do you wish you knew more about before you came to Purdue? You said your wife was a Purdue grad. Did she prep you a little bit? Did she update you on some things that you may?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She gave me the rundown as much as she could, because she's first-gen, too. So she didn't really know, like, the social studies ed, because they were changing the curriculum. She didn't know everything about it. But she put me on the, like, she showed me where Burien was at. She's like, 90% of your classes are going to be in here. Teacher Resource Center, CREATE Lab. And she also told me, like, some of the challenges that were going to come with being a teacher, especially theory into practice, how that would be. And how that's beneficial, and eventually student teaching.
What motivates you, Nick, to continue this journey until the end?
So many things. I promised my grandmother before she passed away that I would graduate, because my grandfather, he was a veteran too. He never used his GI Bill. He wished he'd had, so she told me I needed to use it. My wife, obviously, because she's a Purdue grad, she's also a veteran. And then, above all else, like, it took me 7 years to get here, and I wanted to be here so bad. So it took me forever to be here. I might as well see it out through the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I've worked so hard to be here, you know? So that's my motivation.
After graduation, what advice would you give another first-generation college student?
You have to make connections with people, with everyone. You have to make connections with your professors. You have to make connections with your cohort, with your friends. And those relationships, that's going to be your safety net, what's going to help drive you towards your goal, towards graduation. Because no one does anything on their own. I don't believe in that. Even if you are non-traditional and your parents have never been to college before, you have to find someone that understands where you're coming from on things. And you will. You come to Purdue, you're going to find that.
That's great, Nick. You know, I appreciate you telling your story. If there was one statement that you would like to take us off with, what would it be?
You have to find what you can, your indomitable human spirit, and lean on it, because there's gonna be tough days that you're gonna have a ton of assignments due on Sunday and you get 6 hours to do it. Mm-hmm. And or maybe it's just a rainy day and you don't wanna go to class, but you gotta find that within you and bring all that energy to whatever you're doing at Purdue.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Nick, for joining us today. And I would like to thank everyone for tuning in, and be sure to dig deep.
Thank you.